with a prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
The monk Thomas Kempfer wrote, "Grant me, O Lord, to know what I ought to know, to love what I ought to love, to praise what delights you most, to value what is precious in your sight." Almighty God, on such a historic day in which so much is changing and so much is expected from the new president, help President Obama and us to be mindful of what is truly needed and desirable. Lead us to value what you consider most precious and important. Help us to apply our hearts and minds to what delights you and guide our work this week to move along the path that you would have us take. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones,
Senator from Franklin. The quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary will read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, sixth day, Thursday, January 15th, 2009. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read. Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from 15.
That resolution.
Send it forward. Care to explain it, Senator?
Mr. President, this is a resolution honoring Senator Michael Gibbons for his years of service on this body. But in general, there's a war banquet honoring him that we'd like to ask be not read. Be printed in the journal.
It shall be printed in the journal, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ask that you adopt.
And without objection, hearing no objection, if there is none, we will show all the membership of the Senate is joining in. Move for the adoption.
Yes, Mr. President.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close. The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the first.
Present. Have bills to introduce.
How many, Senator?
Five.
Send your legislative package forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 210, offered by Senator Lemke, an act relating to a voluntary state bar association.
Senator?
Self-explanatory.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 211, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to the use of automated photo red light enforcement systems by local governments.
Read, Senator. Read the third bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 9, offered by Senator Lemke, an act relating to the Appellate Judicial Commission.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This makes reforms to the so-called Missouri plan.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 10, offered by Senator Lemke, an act relating to impeachment trials.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This moves all impeachment trials to the Senate.
Read the fifth bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 11, offered by Senator Lemke, an act relating to the protection of economic freedom.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This codifies in the Constitution all persons' natural right to economic freedom. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bill. Senator from Franklin.
And I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 212, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to the Small Business and Entrepreneurial Growth Act.
Senator.
Real briefly, Mr. President, quality jobs, life for small business. Thank you.
Senator from St. Clair.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send it forward. Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 213, introduced by Senator Scott, an act to repeal Section 166.420 RSMO relating to the minimum time for holding investments in the Missouri Higher Education Savings Program.
Senator.
President, this undoes some stuff that we thought was going to be really good and it didn't work out, so we're going to repeal it.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 214, introduced by Senator Scott, an act relating to manufactured homes.
Senator.
Need to explain it. Thank you.
Senator, you sent up a third bill. Did you mean to do that?
Not yet.
We are sending that bill back to the Senator from St. Clair. Introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 215, introduced by Senator Shields, an act relating to port authorities.
Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, do we have messages from the governor?
We do.
Could we waive the reading and print them in the journal?
They will be printed in the journal, Senator.
I'd also point out to the members that there's a packet on your desk on governmental appointments. And, Mr. President, could you see if we have messages from the House?
There are messages from the House, Senator.
We just take them in and put them in the journal, or do we have to be read?
They need to be read, Senator.
All right, if you would have them read.
Read the messages from the House.
No.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 10. Be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 95th General Assembly, first regular session of the State of Missouri, the Senate concurring therein, that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session in the Hall of the House of Representatives at 7 p.m. Tuesday, January 27, 2009, to receive a message from His Excellency the Honorable Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor of the State of Missouri. And be it further resolved that a committee of 10 from the House be appointed by the Speaker to act with a committee of 10 from the Senate, appointed by the President pro tem to wait upon the Governor of the State of Missouri, and inform His Excellency that the House of Representatives and the Senate of the 95th General Assembly, first regular session, are now organized and ready for business and to receive any message or communication that His Excellency may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 11. Be it resolved by the House of Representatives, the 95th General Assembly, first regular session of the State of Missouri, the Senate concurring therein, that the House of Representatives and the Senate convene in joint session in the Hall of the House of Representatives at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, January 28, 2009, to receive a message from Her Honor Chief Justice Laura Denver Stiff, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of Missouri, and be it further resolved that a committee of 10 from the House be appointed by the Speaker to act with a committee of 10 from the Senate, appointed by the President pro tem, to wait upon the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the State of Missouri, and inform Her Honor that the House of Representatives and the Senate of the 95th General Assembly, first regular session, are now organized and ready for business, and to receive any message or communication that Her Honor may desire to submit, and that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives be directed to inform the Senate of the adoption of this resolution, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Ann Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank
you. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you. Mr. President, got a couple things to do. The appointments that were read in from the governor's office, asked for those to be referred to the gubernatorial appointments.
Shall be so referred.
Okay, and Mr. President, I have in front of me, I would like to refer the following concurrent resolutions to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution Ethics, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8, and Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 9. And will you also please refer SREM 1 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, and Ethics.
Shall be so referred. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, I would like to announce to the members that tomorrow morning we will introduce the rules resolution. It will be in your mailbox prior to that. That is the resolution that will address the committee slots, also update some of the committee names and descriptions of the committee, and also has some cleanup language in that. My intent would be to pick that up on Thursday.
Announcements. Senator from Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement. My six-year-old daughter, Noelle, is a daisy, and she, for the first time ever, is allowed to offer Girl Scout cookies. So if anybody would love to have one, and she made a comment to me that she really would love it if she could put the Lieutenant Governor of the State of Missouri on her list of having bought a box of Girl Scout cookies. So I just hope that maybe that can achieve her a dream. Thank you.
Senator from the 11th.
May I inquire briefly of the Senator from Buchanan?
Does the Senator from Buchanan yield?
I do.
He yields, you may inquire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, I kind of misheard. Did you say that you wanted to take up the rules tomorrow?
No, we will introduce the resolution tomorrow and take it up on Thursday.
Take them up for the full body on Thursday?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Senator from 12th.
I'd like to inquire this senator from the 3rd.
Senator, yield?
I yield.
Proceed.
Senator, we have on our desk many of the appointments that are starting to come down.
Yeah, almost looks like a list of the bar, doesn't it?
It's very interesting. Just for the knowledge of the new members and those of us who are inquired or just, you know, like to learn, I can ask the senator from the 8th if we'd like to get him in here as well. If we have some concerns about names that are in this stack or any stack coming, what is the appropriate process to get those concerns resolved, or do we just use the senator from the 8th process that we lived through a few, last 2 years ago now, I guess?
Well,
if you were going to guide this body as an individual who's responsible for making
I would
sure
say first,
on this
Senator,
board,
are you on the good that
I'm
committee?
Not.
If you're not on the committee, I would probably express your concerns to people on the committee that could ask some possible pertinent questions that you may want to know the information on. That would be the first step. And then if you really have some concerns that you would think that would take a long, long time during the appointment process, you may want to come to either the senator from Buchanan or myself and express those concerns that we may have somebody that's really going to take a long time to get approved.
I look forward to visiting with Linda Martinez in my office in the near future. I appreciate it, Senator. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your inquiry. I just met the one that's supposed to be in charge of public safety, and the gentleman looks like a fine individual and actually knows something about his area, which is a good thing. Thank you.
Announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
Heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion, say aye.